Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicating this song here to Pastor Mia. Sorry. Well, you know what? That's why you have a... Okay, now we're on track.
Yeah.
out there knows God's love is forever. It ain't just temporary, it's forever. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. So happy to have each and every one of you on this thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Thankful Thursday. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she would be so kind to give us a word of prayer on this thankful Thursday. And let's remember 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, well, I always kind of like to go to the 16th verse because that just blesses me every time I think about that. It blesses me. You know, in all things, we ought to give thanks. But before you do that, learn to rejoice. Rejoice over some of this stuff. And by the time you get to the 18th verse, man, you're rejoicing. And the 19th verse is going to tell you, don't even try to stop it. Don't even try to quench your spirit. And don't despise when somebody speaks something in your life. If it's of God, just receive it and keep it going. Hallelujah. But you got to rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Keep a prayer in your heart. And then in everything, give thanks. But this is the will of God. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen, amen, and for the scripture. Praise God. God's love is forever. Amen.
Yes.
I just love it. Love it. Amen. And they said in the song, he will work it out. His love will work it out. Whatever we're going through, we know that we can put our trust in him today. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come today, we come thanking you for the word of God. We thanking you for another thankful Thursday. We thanking you for the listeners and those that participate. We thanking you for our pastor, Father God. Father God, we thanking you for those that are listening by internet. Lord, we know you can do anything and everything but fail. Lord, we give you praise today. Because your word is to be praised. Your word is faithful. Your word is true. Letting us know that if we stay in the word of God, you are faithful. You are true. And you
pray
will guide us.
Right,
all
right. Yes.
Wisdom and knowledge and understanding from on high. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you today, Father God. Lord, have your way in our lives, Father God. We thanking you, Father God, for this spiritual walk. We thanking you, Father God, for learning more and more that we need to be spiritual, Father God. Lord, we love you and we thanking you. Lord, bless all those that are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. Bless those who are bereaved and going through. You said you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Now, Lord, have your way. We plead in the blood of Jesus on the broadcast, on our pastor, on the listeners, those that participate, on our family and our extended family. And we're praying for all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. Have your way. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise be the Lord. Thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. And certainly it was fulfilling and touching. Hallelujah. Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Thankful Thursday. We're just thankful for the word. And somebody may ask, well, why? Because we're spiritual. Man, let me tell you what. I'm so thankful to know that I'm spiritual. I'm so spiritual. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of the stronghold. I just love Ephesians 6. You know, and I'm going to get us started. But in Ephesians 6, it says to put on the whole armor of God. That's spiritual.
Yeah. Amen.
Think about it. We're so spiritual, we're not even allowed to put on earthly things. So you can put your Uzis up. You can put your nines up. You can put your block up. You can't even fight with that. You're not even allowed to fight with that, Evangelist Sharon. You're not even allowed to fight with that.
Hallelujah.
And Sister Renee, throw that stick away. Throw all that stuff away. You can't even fight with it. You got to fight spiritually. Yeah, I read that.
See?
Said the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of the stronghold. And then I read over there in Ephesians 6, because I'm going to tell you what it says, in 6 and 10, 6 and 11, somewhere around there. But it says, because, you know, when he got through preaching, he says, finally, brother, be strong in the Lord. See, you have your strength has to be in the Lord. That's spiritual.
Amen.
And in the power of his might. Your strength has to be in the power of his might. Then he says, put on the whole armor of God.
Yeah.
That you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because he's full of tricks. Yeah. Who all know that? Who all know the devil got a trick for you?
Amen.
Yeah. He said, for we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yeah.
See, I fight in spiritual. I thank you for that.
Ooh.
Okay, before I get crunk, who want to go next? Come on.
I'll go next, Pastor. I'll go next. In Romans 8, good afternoon. Thank you for that beautiful prayer and the selections. In Romans 8, 1 through 6, it reads, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak, though the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's what I'm thankful for. That scripture right there gives me strength in this moment, in this day, perfect day that God has made, and for all situations that I'm faced with. Thank you. Amen. I'm thankful.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. I'm also thankful for his word as well. Amen. Word and song and the word. And which one I want to go? I have so many scriptures spoken here, but I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 16 through 21. It says, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not in putting their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. And I'm so glad that, you know, we don't have to rely on the world's word, but on the word of God. And studying God's word and meditating on God's word, we have the victory. Amen. And I'm so thankful for God's word. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Awesome.
Amen.
afternoon. I am standing on the word, my word, Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes into the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help coming from you, who made heaven and earth.
Yeah.
I am standing on that. I don't know about anybody else, but I will lift my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen.
Anyone else? Anyone else? You know, I'm thinking about the Spirit continue to tell me this. I think I'm going to change the format a little bit real soon so y'all can get a breath. But just to kind of engage in, we're going to have to do, we're going to have to get some people who love the Word of God. They're going to get on here and they're going to share that Word. I like what Angry Renee just said. See, that's what she's standing on.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're standing on. And it's okay. Whatever it is. If it's 2 Corinthians 5:16, it's okay. And it's good if you understand it. And it's better when the Holy Ghost convict you of that. Because, see, when I think about Ephesians, I mean, I think about 2 Corinthians 5:17. God, he had gave me so much revelation on that until when I hear it, I can't help but to smile. Because, see, I know what's going on in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes.
That's what I'm saying. When you say, wherefore, henceforth, well, you know what? I'm going to ask Pastor, since she brought it out, I'm going to ask her if she have it in the Messenger Bible to read, not all of it, but so for clarity, this is about your new life, man. That's what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us should appreciate this scripture here, especially our way to 21.
Yeah. Because
it's a decision that you made. Based on some stuff that he died, that they which live should not just henceforth live for themselves, but they should die for him, and just like he rose again, we should do the same thing, man.
Hallelujah.
That's how you get into that spiritual life. So
hallelujah.
When a person can bring that kind of scripture, well, I'm going to pass to read it first. Will you want to read that out of the Messenger Bible, please?
Yes, Pastor. And that's 2 Corinthians 5:16 through 21. Because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. We looked at the Messiah that way once and got it all wrong, as you know. We certainly don't look at him that way anymore. Now we look inside. And what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone. A new life emerges. Look at it. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him and then called us to settle our relationship with each other. God put the world square with himself through the Messiah, giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sin. God has given us the task of telling everyone what he is doing. We're Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. We're speaking for Christ himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. How, you ask? In Christ. God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong so we could be put right with God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're in this new life now. And that's how it happened. You made that decision. You made a decision that you're not going to be no ordinary people anymore, that you're going to be spiritual.
Amen.
And you made that decision that you were going to let the flesh die and the spirit come alive. Yes. You made that decision by asking him to come into your spirit.
Amen.
So we see everything differently now. We don't see him hanging on the cross. We see him seated at the right-hand side of the Father. See, when you begin to see the spiritual side instead of the flesh side, there's Evangelist Sharon said something yesterday, and I was so happy she said it because she let me know she really get it. Everybody don't get it, but since she said it, I think I'm going to have her to say that again. What it is, brothers and sisters, everybody ain't getting it. You got to die. I just let you her explain it in her own way. But this is what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. This new format going to be about us expounding on the Word of God, sharing the Word of God. That's what God has called us to be, ambassadors. We're not only to tell what we've been through, but tell what the Word of God said.
Amen. Amen.
And when you can do that, it's awesome, man. When you know you done died out of self and you're living unto Christ. Because everybody has did that. And then when you can explain how that works and how it's done, whew, somebody else might get saved by that. Let me ask Evangelist Sharon to come on. You know that part you shared with me, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes, Penn. I think you're speaking about me referring to everybody is not grasping the fact that Jesus Christ, that Jesus died, and when he rose again, he rose, and now he's the Spirit, and now he's no longer Jesus, he's Christ, and Christ lives in all of us, and people haven't really wrapped their minds around, they just have the concept that Jesus died and he rose again, but when they get the correlation that when Jesus died, Christ rose, and rose as the Spirit, and that's what lives in each one of us, and that's who we need to contact, and that's who God gave us, gives us the power through. So,
preaching that.
Amen.
See, that's what Pastor just read in the Messenger Bible.
See, we
got it wrong before, remember? At the Messiah that we looked at him that way in the flesh as Jesus, that's why we used to look at him. And we got it wrong. We don't look at him like that anymore. Now
that's
we look inside because we're in the spirit now. And we see everything differently. We see him not in the flesh, but in the spirit. We don't see him just being someone hanging on the cross, but we see him seated at the right-hand side of the Father. We just don't see him feeding with natural bread. We see him feeding with spiritual bread.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So that's what we want to do. We have a relationship with the spirit and not with the flesh. I went to a church one time, and they asked me to minister, and they got mad because I went up there, and they didn't let me come back no more. I mean, I ain't been back no more. They probably, and some of them, they was mad. I don't know. That thing might have cost about $20. But it was a picture, had a man with some sheep by it, and that man's supposed to represent Jesus. And then there was some sheep. He had one of them in his arm and one of them on there. They said, so I ripped that thing down. I ripped it down. Ripped it right off the wall. They got mad. I said, I'll give you a little $20. But don't even worry about it. But I want you to know Jesus like that. Don't know him holding some sheep in his hand. See, that's how the enemy, he gets you with that kind of crazy stuff, man. Because he keeps you in the flesh. He wants you to see Jesus at the table with a bunch of guys. That's how he gets you, because your focus is there. See, remember, that's what you last focus on. That's how you know Jesus. I remember back in on a picture called Good Time. I don't know if some of y'all old enough to remember this, but they used to have a picture on called Good Time. And the daddy had a picture of Jesus hanging on the wall. And I don't know, somebody took that picture down. Woo, man, that caused a big stir in that home right there. What happened to my Jesus? What happened to him? Well, hey, man, if that's the Jesus you're serving, you're in bad shape. See, a lot of people get caught up on that kind of stuff. They want to see him in the flesh. But the Bible says, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man.
Yeah.
Even though you've
known
Christ like that. He said, don't even know him like that. And people are still putting up billboard signs. Preacher. They're still putting up billboard signs. They're still putting their pictures on the car. And now some of them have included their wives. I ride by some of these places. I see big pictures of the husband and the wife as pastor. This great couple pastoring this church. And, that looks so good in the flesh. That's where I want to be. I saw another sign had a family and the children, exposing those children. See, you know what? That's where we need to be. That old kind of stuff Satan just get folks with. Because it's feelings. We don't live by feelings. We live by decision.
Amen.
You chose to. That's what the scripture said. You chose to live this way. I like to think you made that decision. I pray to God, nobody listening to me today chose Christ based on some feeling. I feel like I want to be saved. Well, don't. But maybe your feeling's going to come true. You're going to feel it for the rest of your life. You don't want to feel this. Romans 10:8-10. You have to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Then you shall be saved. He ain't saying nothing about feeling nothing.
All right. Amen.
See, that's spiritual, man. And don't let people say, oh, that's all true. No, that ain't all true. You got to believe that stuff in your heart. You got to find a way to get it in your spirit. So when he says heart, I'm not talking about, the heart you have that's popping that blood. I'm talking about your inner man, the spirit man.
Say that. Amen.
Anyone else? But that's going to be the new format, so y'all better get your scriptures ready as you read them. And from time to time, that's the way we're going to do it. Let me tell you what. The Bible says in Psalms 19:1-2, you can read it. Heaven's Benjamin is sharing to read that, if you will. Psalms 19:1-2. You got that, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes, I'm sorry, but I still had you muted. Praise the Lord. Psalms 19:1-2. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night sheweth knowledge. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, God's glory is on tour in the sky. God's craft on exhibit across the horizon. Madam Day holds classes every morning. Professor Knight lectures each evening. Amen.
Let me tell you what. The heavens declare it.
Yeah.
The glory of the... See, here we are. God made us out of his image, out of his light, and we're not declaring his glory. It's shame.
Have mercy.
One day you need to tell the story. You got to tell that word, man. You got to share that knowledge. You have to share
it.
That's what it's about, sharing the knowledge. And you know what? Right, sometimes you got to do it in the presence of your enemy.
That's right.
Look them right in the face and tell them the power of God.
Yeah.
The Bible says he upholds all things by the word of his power. I challenge you to use that word and watch he hold it together for you. Challenge you to do it. Wow. Hey, y'all stay blessed, and we'll see you all on tomorrow. I'm so happy everybody participated. Some of you, some of the people online, I know. and others. But hey, thank you so much for